I'm sorry about your father. He seemed a good man. With a dutiful son.
Vengeance has consumed you. It's consuming them. I'm done letting it consume me.
Hey guys, welcome to Raffi's Roundup. I'm of course your sheriff in town, Raffi. Yeehaw. Today we're going to talk a little bit about Black Panther Wakanda Forever, specifically a topic of discussion that I don't see a lot of people online talking about that I wanted to sort of open the breezeways for. I really don't believe that me talking about this will get larger influencers online to talk about it, but I wanted to kind of put this out there and just kind of hope that it sparks some sort of conversation. I don't necessarily want to start an argument or a debate or, you know, put any sort of negativity on this movie that is unjustified. But I do think there is a topic regarding this movie that at least warrants discussion and some amount of cynicism. I do want to say before I talk about anything, because mainly this has to do with Chadwick Boseman passing and the movie Wakanda Forever sort of springboarding off of the off-screen death via illness of his character, King T'Challa, the Black Panther. I wanted to talk a bit about that. But before I do, you know, just so it doesn't seem like I'm, you know, not recognizing the good things that this movie and both Disney and Marvel Studios are doing, I do want to point out that, so I'm reading this article off of, what is this, Mashable.com. This news article came out, let's see, that's the 10th, so 2 days before when I'm recording this. I'm recording this also like 8 hours after I did the Black Panther Wakanda Forever review. So it's the same day. This will be coming out on the same day. So I'm reading this article. I wanted to look this up to see if this was something that Disney and Marvel were doing, right? Because one of my problems, without getting too far into it, is that, like, this is a movie that is obviously in memoriam to Chadwick Boseman. I wanted to make sure that the profits from the movie weren't entirely going into the pockets of the actors or going back to the studios. I want to make sure there was something being given back to the community, considering the driving force of the movie is linked to a real person's death. So I wanted to kind of get into that, but I wanted to cover my tracks by talking about Disney donating money to various STEM and nonprofits, right? So Disney's Wakanda Forever celebration includes $1 million to STEM nonprofits, right? This is from a Mashable article. as Marvel fans worldwide gear up for the highly anticipated premiere of Black Panther Wakanda Forever, Disney is honoring the movie's characters, stars, and fans by supporting underrepresented communities working in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. During the film's release week, Disney will donate $1 million in grants to several nonprofit organizations, including Ghetto Film School, Girls Who Code, The Hidden Genius Project, and Donors Choose in the U.S. In Argentina, they are donating to Chicas en Tecnologica, and in Asia, they are donating to Destination Imagination. The initiative is part of the Disney Future Storytellers Program, which engages in efforts to diversify creativity fields. Now, I wanted to make sure there was an effort from Disney to donate the way that they are because of the subject matter that we're talking about today. So, again, we touched on it before. I didn't want to believe that the movie was just going to be profited from these corporations and that some of the money would be going back. Because, like, What the most honorable thing to do, I think, that if you're going to do this movie, I don't know, we'll unpack it, right? We'll unpack it. We're going to be here for a little while. But I wanted to bring up that Disney donates to multiple charities with Wakanda Forever, which is good, right? Like, a movie that is springboarded by the passing of Chadwick Boseman, who died of disease, like, you would hope that the profits would go towards helping people who have the same kind of health condition that Boseman had, you know? And I guess my main thing is, like, is it right to use Boseman's death in the context of this movie? And again, I'm not trying to put shade on Chadwick Boseman. I'm not trying to make anyone feel like an asshole in what they're doing here. But, like, and I get that, like, that Chadwick Boseman was close to the cast and the whole staff of the first Black Panther movie. I understand that Black Panther is a character that, before Boseman, was never portrayed in live action. There aren't a lot of people who could say, like, that they are responsible for the portrayal of Black Panther. I can think of, like, three voice actors, maybe. But, like, that's why you can't compare it to something like Christopher Reeves, right? Because when Christopher Reeves passed, or when he had his illness, there was never this idea that, like, well, no one else can play Superman. That obviously doesn't work the same way, because so many people had played Superman. Black Panther has only been represented by Boseman. Now, I remember early on, there was a big debate as to if you could recast T'Challa with someone else, if you could recast, you know, from Boseman's role. And I think, you know, it was so surprising that Boseman passed away. And it felt so fresh that he had passed that it seemed like an unimaginable choice to make, you know? And at the same time, I don't envy Ryan Coogler and the people behind this movie in that they had to handle that decision. They had to decide, okay, do we just go forward with the movie that we have, knowing that he's gone and we have to replace him? Or do we rewrite the whole movie with him being gone in mind? And the artistic, you know, sympathetic part of me wants to agree with what they did, right? There's a part of me that really wants to agree with what they did. I want to say, like, no, like, you know, he was the role. He was so close to the role. And, you know, it shows some level of respect to be like, not only are we going to memorialize him in this movie, we are going to make his connection to the character so integral that if Boseman is gone, so is T'Challa, right? Like, there is a part of me that really wants that, because there's a part of me that connects actors to characters like that all the time. Like, I don't want someone to replace Scott Lang. I don't want someone to replace Chris or Steve Rogers. I don't want someone to replace Tom Holland. Like, and obviously that kind of thing happens. It happens all the time, actually. Like, it's tough to get someone you like in a role and then they're replaced. You know, that has happened to Spider-Man fans twice already, you know? That's happened to Batman fans, that's happened to Superman fans. So, like, you know, and again, I've seen the movie. It's a great movie, and in terms of it being kind of a letting go, like, almost like a, what's the word? Not surreal. Like, it's so emotionally raw, and I'm sure it was, like, relieving for a lot of these actors to work through their grieving by portraying these roles as people who are grieving. You know, again, from an artistic standpoint, from a sentimental standpoint, I don't have a problem with how they did things with this movie. But, like, taking a step back, right, and I'm not trying to disregard the art at all, but, like, when you take a step back and you look at, you know, the backpacks and the action figures and, you know, the toys and, like, the Axe body wash with the Wakanda Forever logo on it. Like, you're looking at all the profit and the marketing and the merchandising that went into Wakanda Forever. And, like, it was going to happen one way or the other. But I don't think it looks good on anyone that, like, Disney and Marvel Studios and many other businesses and, like, obviously, like, you have, you know, shampoo companies and food companies, like, the companies that are marketing this movie, like, they're making a profit as well, you know? And it's like, so many of these industries are making profit off of a movie that centers around the death of a fictional character and a real person, you know? And, like, I don't know. I'm sure stuff like that has happened. I'm sure there have been times where people have gone to see a movie because it was an actor's last movie. Or, like, they're going to see a movie almost in, like, memoriam of an actor that passed away on a relevant date, you know, with that movie or something. You know, I'm sure that happens. But, like, it's not like Robin Williams, right? Because I feel like if I looked it up or if I thought about it hard enough, I could tell you what his last movie was. But, like, whatever his last movie was, I'm sure as hell, like, no one's selling, like, Halloween costumes based on that movie. Or, again, backpacks, shoes, body wash, you know, pencil cases, whatever. You know, the point is, like, there's never been a problem with Marvel marketing before, at least in my opinion. I think the context of a movie probably shouldn't affect the marketing necessarily. You know, like, I'm trying to think. Like, there's a, like, it would bother me, right, if they were, like, if Marvel Studios was like, hey, we want to make these Eternals toys off of our new film, The Eternals. We want to make character action figures. And the toy company was like, oh, yeah, we'll make the characters, but we won't make the character that is a gay man. We won't make that because we don't subscribe to that belief. That would bother me, right? And I don't think that that should be something that's brought up in business or anything like that. Like, whatever the belief of the company is, whatever the context of the movie is, like, at the end of the day, these are characters that you're representing. Like, and, like, from a moral standpoint, it's like, what does it matter? Like, you're making Punisher toys still. You're still making Punisher toys. So don't get on someone's case because of sexuality or gender or race, you know? If you're comfortable making a toy based on a character who will kill people with no regard for the legal system, there shouldn't be anything stopping you from making a character who is gay or black or whatever, right? But, like, I don't know, dude. Like, if I can't, like, I don't think there are T'Challa toys that are connected with this movie, Wakanda Forever. I don't think so. I'm not looking into it. I don't want to look into it. But it's still a movie that, like, the brunt of it is that I feel like this movie profits off the death of a man. And that is really shitty and macabre and sad. And again, you can keep telling me it's a memoriam. You can keep telling me Coogler and the cast of the movie, you know, did everything in their power to betray the grief and the loss they were feeling, to pay respects to Chadwick Boseman, and to carry on his legacy in a respectful way, right? You can tell me that all day, but it doesn't change the fact that, like, there's money going in rich people's pockets, you know? And, like, I don't know. I don't know everything about, like, the ins and outs of corporations and businesses or even charities, you know? A lot of these charities could just be talking out of their ass, you know? But I just, I feel the problem I'm having, the thing I'm struggling with, is that no one is bringing that up, you know? Again, I've watched multiple reviews of Wakanda Forever. I remember when they first said, oh, we're not recasting, we're going to have, like, the other characters take the main character role, we're going to kill off T'Challa in the movie. Like, I remember hearing that, and, like, at the beginning, I was all in for it. At the beginning, I was like, yeah, no, yeah, he is Black Panther. But towards the end, I was like, maybe they should have recast him, you know? Because the alternative is that you, and I don't even care about wasting the character potential, right? You had people out there that were like, well, you can't kill off T'Challa because then he can't be with Storm. I don't give a shit about that, right? You can't kill off T'Challa because then he can't fight Doctor Doom. I don't give a shit about that. I don't, right? What I care about is that, like, we're okay with it. Like, that we are, I don't know. It feels disrespectful to Boseman, you know? Like, to just say to him, like, okay, you're gone, which means this character's gone, which means we can use it in a movie. Like, I don't know. Because there is a cynical part of me that's like, you know, like, there's a cynical part of my brain that is like, I can see a boardroom of people looking at Wakanda Forever and being like, wow, this is going to do even better than the first one, because people are going to want to see this movie out of respect for this man who had passed away. Everyone liked Chadwick Boseman. When they heard that he had passed and they're doing this movie and it's kind of a memoriam to him and that his character is going to be killed off, people were already going to see this. But now more people are going to be interested in rushing out and bringing more people, and we're going to get reviews, and we're going to get like talking points about this movie and about Boseman. Like, I can just see a boardroom like licking their lips about this, like, oh man, this is going to be so good because the guy died, so everyone's going to be talking about that. Like, in a way, and I'm not saying this is exactly what it is, but like, if Coogler or anyone else on the writing staff just weren't feeling it, like, this movie could have had way more mistakes, and I feel like people would have, like, overlooked them more because of the Boseman thing. Almost like he's a martyr, you know? And I have seen reviews where people point out the problems with the movie. And again, even when they point out the structural stuff or the pacing, like, the Boseman thing doesn't come up. And I think that's for the best. Like, there are people that do see the flaws of the movie, and they're able to separate it from, like, the real-life stuff around it, you know? And that real-life stuff also connects to something else. Like, this is something that I didn't mention. I did mention it in the review. It's weird for me that I think as an audience member who knows about Boseman, who knows about T'Challa and stuff, like, I think we're sort of expected by the producers and stuff. We as the audience are sort of expected to know, okay, yeah, the real guy had passed away, and so did his character, and we can make that correlation. And we're all fine with watching this movie and, like, memorializing this fictional character, not solely for the reason of, oh, we really like this character, but because a real person died, you know? Not to say that Black Panther wasn't a great character, because he was. T'Challa was a really good character. But there's always going to be that in front of it. It's always going to be, like, the audience memorializes this guy because his actor had passed away, and also the character. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's about the character, because they made it about the character. They decided to kill off T'Challa because Boseman had died. So it's hard to, like, not see that as their intention of making us think, there's T'Challa, there's this gravestone, oh yeah, Boseman is dead, we're celebrating him, you know? And, you know, if they're expecting us to connect the actor to the character so hard, which is something that people do with MCU actors all the time, you know what I mean? If they're expecting us to do that, I don't see why it is wrong for me to struggle to get attached to Shuri, right? Because Shuri's actress, Letitia Wright, was one of the only people that was slowing down the progress of this movie. It was slowing down the filming, right? And it's because Letitia Wright was an anti-vaxxer. I think she still is. I don't think she's vaccinated. She was anti-vax, and she spread misinformation about the vaccination online. Now, listen. When you bring up the vaccination shit, it gets political. It becomes about people's beliefs. And everyone's entitled to their beliefs. But, if you, I mean, Boseman kept his health very close to the chest. So I don't want to believe that Letitia knew what Boseman's health situation was while she was saying all this shit about COVID and the vaccine, right? But, like, if I'm supposed to connect T'Challa to Boseman, and that is supposed to inform how I feel about the character, I think it is just as acceptable for me to connect my criticism of Letitia and her choice as to how she approached the vaccination thing and connect it to Shuri. And, like, listen, when I think about the movie, when I think about Shuri in the movie, I don't think about the vaccine stuff, right? And that might just be because Letitia is a great actress, and she steals the movie, and she's the main character, and by the end, I have a lot of sympathy for her. But coming out of it, and thinking about Letitia as an actress, and knowing what she thought and what she said back when this movie was filming, and how it slowed down everything, because she didn't want to get a shot in the arm, it makes me dislike her a little bit, you know? And it makes it weird for me, because I am someone who does believe in the vaccine, and just the idea that the head, the main character of the Black Panther movies had an illness that took his life, and then the person that steps in and steps up for the main character role is someone who outright doesn't believe in a medicine and would rather believe there's some sort of government tampering or there's some side effect that makes it wrong. You're entitled to your belief, but when you're stepping in the place of someone that actually died of a disease and you have no qualms about you would only criticize the cure to a very widespread disease around the world, it doesn't favor you to the audience, at least in my opinion. Now the Letitia Wright stuff is a very small portion of what we're here to talk about, right? Her being anti-vax is it's almost irrelevant to this movie, but I brought it up to talk about that connection between the characters and the actors. And I think Bozeman is a great example of how far we've come with associating actors and their characters, and how that can sometimes be detrimental to the projects that we're seeing in front of us. Again, we are all fans of these movies, and I would think that most of us are fans because we enjoy the characters. And speaking for me personally, because that's where I understand the most, is I want to associate these actors with their characters. For me, the Hulk is Mark Ruffalo. Iron Man is Robert Downey Jr. Wolverine is Hugh Jackman, until someone tells me otherwise. With Spider-Man, all three of them are Spider-Man. For me, I don't distinct, whatever. But, I get the hesitation to recast Black Panther, especially considering that Bozeman had passed, you know? But, it's weird, too, because part of me almost wishes he had left something behind to kind of instruct that role. Part of me wishes he left something behind that was no, recast the role. The Black Panther should live. Don't kill off T'Challa just because I'm about to go. But, then there's the part of me that's a mature, rational adult who's probably this dude was dying. His career as a fictional superhero is probably the last thing on his mind, right? And, it's not like Disney and Marvel. That's where it gets kind of rough for me, because Disney and Marvel are not shy to paying homage to Chadwick Boseman, right? Boseman, before his passing, had recorded lines for the What If show, and he had a couple episodes of What If. I finished playing Miles Morales Spider-Man, and there is a memoriam to Chadwick Boseman at the end of that game. It's tough because you want to believe that this company legitimately wants to pay respect to a beloved actor and a beloved person. But the cynicism is hard to eliminate, you know? And this is true of Bozeman, this is true of Stan Lee, this will be true of anyone else who passes away in our lifetime of watching the MCU. Part of me is always going to be suspicious that we are not seeing this memoriam or this tribute because they legitimately want to remind you of this amazing person, but because they want you to think better of them for making this memoriam, or they want you to spend money on this memoriam. And it's one thing if I'm spending money on this memoriam to go towards people who are suffering the same fate as Bozeman, but it's another story when I know that money is just making rich producers richer, you know? And actors, they absolutely deserve to get paid. VFX artists got to eat too. Writers and producers, they have to make money to survive. But they're still corporations, you know, and they're not just making money off of Bozeman's passing, but they're almost like parading it around to get even more attention. You know, it's hard to entirely trust this company and believe that they have good intentions when so much of this movie of Wakanda Forever relates back to a real person being taken from us, you know? Like, I don't know much about Chadwick Boseman, right? But me personally, because I say that a lot, this movie came out a few days around the 1 year passing of my grandfather, John, my pa, you know. I haven't talked about it too much in recordings because it hasn't been relevant to anything, but I feel like it might be relevant here. For me, if the company Pa worked for just like marketed him after his passing, like put him in posters, put his face outside the building, maybe the day after or a couple days after him passing, it would be okay to 'cause then it's a memoriam. But like if they turned him into like a mascot, or they animated him for commercials, or they sold merchandise with his face on it, like if his company did that, and you know, the most they did in return was like give my grandmother money for like give her royalties and stuff, I don't, like, that wouldn't be right to me. Like, yeah, you're supporting my grandmother, but you're also doing it by marketing like my past grandfather. So when I explain that, and then I think about Bozeman's family, who probably are well off now because of him, and they're probably still going to be well off because of his connection to these movies and stuff. I don't fully know how that works, but still, like, yeah, they may be well off, but, like, forever, I don't know, because I guess an optimistic thing would be like, well, I'm just happy to see that people remember him. But it's also like people can't move on if you're parading around this person that they lost, you know? Like, just imagine that. Imagine if the person you love the most was taken from you, right? Now, that's already a traumatic experience to go through. Now imagine seeing commercials where you see their face. Or imagine seeing, you know, some kid wearing a backpack that says your loved one's full name on it, and you associate it with that. That's got to be like hard, you know? But again, I could keep making these moral arguments. I could keep trying to compare it to real life events for me. At the end of the day, I just want people to talk about this, because I know my limits. I know I'm a smart person, but I have my wall. I have an extent to my intelligence. And I know that my opinion and my passion is not unique to me. There are going to be people who feel the same way as me. There are going to be people that, you know, feel the exact opposite from me. There are going to be people that make a strong argument against my case. There are people that think, oh, no, it's fine that Disney and Marvel did this. It's, you know, good they did this. And, you know, if that's how people are, if people like that this movie exists, if they like how it acts as a memoriam for Chadwick Boseman, more power to them. I just want the point to be more obvious. I want it to feel more okay that this happened. Because when I went and I saw Wakanda Forever, and it opened with T'Challa's death, the one thing I couldn't stop thinking was, like, they're profiting because a real man died. They felt some sense of inspiration because a real man died. And artistically, that's fine. That is, you know, how you are reacting. That is the feeling you have. You are trying to work through those feelings. But it's lining wallets. It's continuing a franchise. Like, it's like the same movie that's supposed to pay respects to a man that had died is also introducing Riri Williams, who will get her own cool new show on Disney Plus, which you should totally subscribe for, or, you know, for $8 a month. You know, the same movie that is paying respects to a man who had died is also like, now you can become the Black Panther by buying the Black Panther claws based on the Wakanda Forever. Long live Chadwick Boseman or whatever, you know? Like, it's hard to separate that shit. And it makes me a little angry. And especially because, like, as far as Phase 4 movies go, Wakanda Forever is one of the better ones. It's, like, easily in my top three Phase 4 projects, or at least Phase 4 movies. But, like, it's good, you know? And the flaws that it has are small. I like the characters that it introduces. I like Wakanda Forever. But it's going to be hard, for me at least, to separate, like, that feeling of uneasiness, that feeling of, like, people taking advantage of a horrible tragedy. It's going to be hard for me to, like, let go of that. So I would just hope that there are other people who are just as sort of fixated on it and are just as confident to talk about it in the open, like, make it a talking point. That's what I'm hoping for. So if you're listening to this and, you know, you're kind of understanding where I'm coming from, do me a favor, and when you get in a conversation about Black Panther or about actors dying or anything like that, like, don't be afraid to bring the subject up, you know? Spread it out as much as you can, because, like, people lost a lot when Boseman died. And I'm not just talking about the people that run these franchises or the actors or anything. I'm talking about Boseman's family and the people that were close to him. And just sort of knowing that those people will continue to mourn someone they love while everyone else benefits from Boseman being gone, it doesn't sit well with me. And I think that if it's a wrong take, I want to hear the rebuttal to that take. So, as always, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And I will talk to you guys next time. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.